State lawmakers are hearing what went wrong with the commuter rail system during this winter's tough series of storms. In the past couple of months, the French company that operates commuter rail, Keolis, has run reduced, delayed, or overcrowded trains and often just canceled service. WBUR's Kurt Nickisch reports on how the company explained itself before a hearing on Beacon Hill.
I don't have a gavel, so I won't be banging it.
First came an apology, then came the excuses.
A very fluffy snow and very cold temperature.
That's Keolis Deputy General Manager Franck Debordieu, who says usually winter storms here are followed by warmer weather that crusts over the snowbanks next to the train tracks. But this year, the snow stayed light and fluffy and ready to fly again when a train roars by.
Because of that, snow was floating around. It was just re-entering inside of the locomotives and especially on the traction motors.
Shorting them out. Typically, during a winter, about 20 of these motors need to be replaced. This winter, Keolis lost 67, and Dobertier says damaged locomotives started backing up outside the repair shop.
So because of also this, traffic jam that we had in the facility, that was also slowing down the work.
And that wasn't helped by having in stock only 13 replacement motors.
Yes, Representative. Mr. Chairman,
Representative Dan Ryan of Charlestown complained that on the overcrowded trains that were running, Keolis conductors stopped collecting fares.
My second job, I'm in the bar business, and when we get crowded, that doesn't mean half the bar drinks for nothing.
Keolis execs say they're working on a better system, but acknowledge there are few incentives for them to hit revenue targets. Unlike in Europe, says Dobertier, where operators carry more of that responsibility.
So if you want to do something different, there are a lot of options, but it's not the current model we have today.
Dobertier says the company is fixing the air conditioning on commuter trains this month. When that's done, in May, the company will start preparing for the winter. Keolis is in the first year of an 8-year contract. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch at the State House.